The idea of writing a sales letter is actually something of a false idea. It suggests sitting down with a pristine, blank sheet of paper and conjuring words. In actuality, a truer description is assembling a sales letter like you would construct any other piece of equipment. In his book, The Ultimate Sales Letter, Dan Kennedy sets out 29, yes, 29 steps we should take to create the sales masterpiece that can attract new customers and boost your sales. Read It For Me has distilled these steps into 6 phases that are needed to create an effective and successful sales letter. 6 phases in 10 minutes? We better get going. The Read It For Me Idea Code is a shorthand system to help you memorize the core concepts so you can quickly apply them in any situation. The Read It For Me Idea Code for Ultimate Sales Letter is KERCET, K-E-R-C-E-T. K is knowledge. Gain as much information as you can on your client, your product, and your offer. E is envision. Visualize the actual letter opening in reaction and anticipate its outcomes. R, write, review, refine. C, for checklist, the last chance to make it even better. E, edit for emotion, appeal to the senses of the reader. And finally, T, test before transmit. Before you send to all recipients, test it with a few. Phase number 1, get the knowledge. If you've ever visited London, you'll have seen the scooter-riding, clipboard-reading taxi driver trainees gaining the knowledge. They do not become fully fledged taxi drivers until they know the back streets of London like the back of their hand. Similarly, you'll not be able to create the most effective sales letter until you've gained the knowledge relevant to the opportunity. Get in to the customer. The goal is understanding. To persuade someone, to motivate someone, to sell someone, you really need to understand that person. The more in touch you are, the more probable your success. Here's some facts you should establish about your customer. What keeps them awake at night? What are their top 3 daily frustrations? What trends are occurring and will occur in their businesses or lives? What do they secretly, ardently desire most? Who else is selling something similar to their product, and how? A great way to establish these facts is to visualize your letter's recipients as living, breathing, thinking, feeling, walking, talking human beings. Try to become one with the recipients of your letter so you can anticipate their thoughts and reactions. Get into the offer. Just as you try to get inside the letter recipient's mind and heart, you need to fully understand your product or service as well. If you're writing a letter to promote a product, use it as the consumer would. Play with it, test it, take it apart, and put it back together. Even demonstrate it to others as a salesperson would. If you're writing a letter to promote a service, use it yourself if possible. Go talk to those who do use it. Talk to the people who use a competitive service. The idea is to list every possible feature and benefit, then organize them by importance, from the customer's perspective. Acknowledge and address flaws openly. This may seem strange at first, but identifying the flaws in your product, service, or offer is a big step forward towards making the sale. By acknowledging the flaws, you force yourself to address your letter recipient's questions, objections, and concerns. You also enhance your credibility. Every product, service, and offer has some unattractive points. Nothing's perfect. By admitting and openly discussing the drawbacks to your offer, your credibility stock goes way up on most of your letter recipients' charts. Instead of looking at them as problems and obstacles to a sale, look at them as building blocks in a believable, interesting, and persuasive message. Phase 2. Envisage the moment. Like top athletes, visioning the action can prepare you for real life and anticipate what needs to be done to achieve success. Get your sales letter delivered. Early in the process of putting together your sales letter, in a key part of the valuable knowledge you need to gain, you need to think about getting the finished letter into the hands of people who can respond. If it screams junk mail, it tempts recipients to bin it without a second thought. If it appears to be important or desirable, it is less likely to enter the recycle bin unopened. In the same way, you need to consider the perceptions of the gatekeepers. That is, the people you have to rely on to get your letters into the hands of the intended recipient. In B2B, there may be several standing and sorting between your letter and its intended reader. Your letter must appeal to them also. If it looks valuable, or if the recipient would expect delivery, it's more likely to reach its destination. Get your sales letter looked at. Picture the person you've sent your sales letter to with a stack of mail in his hands, sorting through that stack, standing next to a waste basket. How do you get your sales letter opened? Use the outside of the envelope to get the reader excited and curious about what's inside. But remember, unfulfilled envelope promises destroy the credibility of everything enclosed and everything you have to say. Fulfilled envelope promises work to enhance your credibility. Get your sales letter read. In person-to-person selling, there is a little formula taught almost universally, AIDA, which stands for Attention, Interest, Desire, and Action. This is the orderly process of a sale. So, once you've gotten the letter's recipient's attention, you must work to develop his or her interest. No one is sitting around hoping and praying that he will receive your sales letter. When it arrives, it is most likely an unwelcome pest. How do you earn your welcome as a guest? By immediately saying something that is recognized by the recipient as important and valuable. For general public mailings, say it with a headline. They didn't think I could. Fill in the blank. But I did. Who else wants? Fill in the blank. How? Fill in the blank. Made me? Fill in the blank. You've seen them all before, and they generally work. In B2B, you've got to give extra concern to your letter's image when preparing mailings to executives and business owners. These people respect and generally prefer to do business with successful merchants. Here are some ideas. Use superior quality paper and envelopes, something with a texture or a watermark. Avoid stuffing too many advertising enclosures in the envelope. Incorporate prestige appeals in your sales letter with offerings like alternative, exclusive association, individual membership, and so on. Are you selling professional services? Credibility is critical here. Descriptive items of fact, such as number of years in business, number of clients served, sample client lists, and so on, can all be of tremendous value. However, believability is even more important than credibility. Facts and credibility only support persuasion. Consider offering a free initial consultation or a free package of informative literature. This may break down barriers of skepticism and mistrust. Motivate action. Okay, so the recipient has read your letter. How can you motivate them to commit the sale? Limit the number of items and engagements that you offer. By reducing supply, the product or service can appeal as a premium and entice the reader to act immediately, or miss out. Imply trends. By creating the idea that a huge trend is developed and everybody is getting involved, you can imply anyone who passes it up is, quite simply, an idiot. And no one wants to be an idiot. Imply discerning buyer. Create the idea that it takes a very special individual to appreciate the value and your reader is that type of person. As a variant, you can imply exclusivity, that the reader, because of a specific trait, has been specifically selected to receive the offer. Offer strong guarantees or imply special discounts. This creates a feeling of reasonableness, conservatism, even objectivity, all reassuring to the reader and guaranteed to boost response. The better the guarantee, the better the response. And finally, be a storyteller. If you want to take your sales letters to an advanced level, become a great storyteller. All good products and services sell through their backstory. It allows customers to engage emotionally with your product and service, leading with the heart and not with the head. Phase number 3, black pen, red pen. Write the first draft. Up until now, the steps of the system have put you through a great deal of preparatory work. Now you can start doing what you wanted to do in the first place, write. No hesitation, no holding back, just write. Let your creativity flow. Now, rewrite for strategy. You've written your first draft. It's probably too long. Now comes the rewrite stage. You need to whittle away at the masterpiece you've created to be certain it conveys the clearest possible message as concisely as possible. Shortening your copy to a length everybody will read is counterproductive. Instead, you need to focus your energies on the relative minority of letter recipients who will be interested in the message. Write for the buyer, not for the non-buyer. And after that, rewrite for style. Sales letters should be reader-friendly. That means the letter appears easy to read, is easy on the eye, uses everyday language, and doesn't require you to be a Harvard grad or determined masochist to get through it. You should also stick mostly to short paragraphs, ideally those only 3 or 4 sentences long. In the first paragraph, you sell the recipient on reading your letter. Then, in the letter, you sell your proposition. Thereafter, be entertaining. Appeal to the senses. Use big impact words and phrases, but make your letter reflect your or your business personal style. Answer questions and objections. Unanswered questions and unresolved concerns sabotage sales letters. By carefully countering every possible question and objection, you put the ultimate sales presentation on paper. Remember, you're not there to react, so the letter has to respond to every possible objection. The answers to most objections or questions should include most of these items: a direct answer to the question or objection, a verifying testimonial comment, case history, or story, and a restatement of or reference to any guarantee, free trial, offer made. Phase 4. Check the checklists. Time to go back to the beginning and make sure you've covered all the bases. Are you writing to your reader about what is most important to him, her, and not you? Did you build a list of every separate feature of your product or offer? Did you identify the disadvantages of your offer and flaws in your product? Did you develop damaging admission copy about those flaws? Did you make a list of reasons not to respond? Did you raise and respond to the reasons not to respond? Did you give careful thought to getting your letter delivered and/or through gatekeepers to its intended recipient? Did you use an interesting story about yourself? Were you interesting and entertaining? Is the letter enjoyable to read? Phase number 5, rewrite for passion, edit for clarity. It doesn't matter what business you're in or who your prospects or customers are, they buy by emotion and then justify their choices with logic. The purely factual approach fails almost every time it's used. A sales letter needs an enthusiastic personality. And because it's ink on paper, not warm flesh and blood, the letter has to work harder at being enthusiastic. Cut out every word or phrase that fails to advance, strengthen, or reinforce your basic sales story. You're not editing to shorten, you're editing to clarify, and that will automatically shorten the letter. Read the letter aloud. It should flow smoothly, conversationally, whether read silently or aloud. If you find tongue twisters or hang-ups, fix them. The sales letter must read easily. Have a young child read the letter aloud to you, and any words or phrases the youngster has difficulty with should probably be changed. Phase number 6, test before transmit. Now is the time for you to put together the best mock-up of the entire mailing that you can, along with all the enclosures, then mail it to yourself. Your objective here is to receive it, see it, and handle it in the context of your normal stack of mail. If your piece is of such a size that it will be roughed up and damaged by the post office, you should know that. If your piece does not compare well with the other mail you receive on an average day, you should know that too. Happy? Then retest with a sample of friendly customers. Ask them what they thought. Did the letter appeal to them? Were they enticed by the offer? Did the letter stand out? Again, the checklists are valuable here, and the same questions should be asked. So there we are, 6 phases for 1 letter. Seems excessive? Maybe. But the end will justify the means.